Here we go.
They gotta call
Blog it. Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello there. You know what today is? What is today?
Audio's crap.
It is?
But it's not our fault. It was crap before you even talked.
Blog
Talks in. It's not horrible, but it's going to be choppy for you folks. Just get used to it.
Today is Friday Junior.
It is Friday Junior.
Yeah.
Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like the military would say, this is only a drill for Friday. And tomorrow they would be saying, this is not a drill.
Threat is practice for Friday.
Yes, that's what it is. All right. Anyway, I'm Deborah Lee. I'm going to be your psychic love doctor for the next hour and a half or so. So I want you all to know that we're using ordinary playing cards. We really do have to stress this because there are so many that misconstrue personal prophecy using playing cards with tarot cards. So my teeth are, they're misbehaving.
Suck it up, buttercup. Yeah. Soldier on, you're a soldier.
Oh, and it's Good Friday tomorrow. Thank you, Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'll tell you, when I was a kid, in fact, all the way through school to graduation, I attended, I guess you'd call them parochial schools. In the middle school years, we had Dominican nuns.
We called them junior high.
Yeah, junior high, yes, middle school. They wore those great big, you know, like, what was the flying nun habits? And I'm telling you, these women, they took no crap from anybody. Oh, they had no trouble winging things off their desk at you. Oh, yeah. And booting you out of the classroom. So if anybody says nuns are all kind, I'm going to tell you, I don't think so.
Maybe it's a different generation. We don't know.
The thing is, Fridays, we'd have to go over across the street. We had a beautiful cathedral.
You got to pay attention.
I'm reading what Sophia's saying.
But you can read it
yeah.
after you're done with your intro, Deb.
We had to go across. We had to do the Stations of the Cross. We had to do, what else happens on Good Friday? It was just a lot of prayer and stuff. A lot of businesses used to close up from noon to 3. I don't know if you remember that.
Nope.
Yeah. Anyway. So, anyway, I want to remind you, yes, we're using ordinary playing cards, and I will be using a 24-card layout for each of your readings. And Joe's here.
I was in school.
What?
I was in school, so I wouldn't have known if things closed.
Oh. Well, they used to.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Back in the day, yeah, sure. I was in school, so I wouldn't have known. But
nowadays, that would never fly in yeah. the face of all this. Everybody's offended.
But you can put churches. I mean, what's
yeah,
that?
Catholic talk.
What's the place that the family, the Chick-fil-A closes on Sundays?
Yeah, they do.
So you still can if you want to.
So I'll use the 24-card layout. And this will give me a nice snapshot of your life at the moment. So give me a minute or two to be able to lay out the cards and give them a look-see for you, okay? All right, Mr. Jimbo, what do you got to say for yourself?
Nothing. Actually, I do. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes only.
Only.
And we want to remind you folks that if you're international, caller or Facebooker, let us know and we'll give you international shout out live. Like we are going to, we got Cho in the UK. We got Sophia, who's in Sweden right now. And that's
Sweden.
That's the only two I've seen right now that I noticed, right? I mean, we got a lot of our regular domestic folks here. I say domestic, not like they're maids or anything.
Oh, Cho.
I just said that.
I didn't even hear you.
What am I doing here, folks? What am I doing?
And it's a special day, I believe, in Cho's life.
Oh, holy guacamole. That is true. He is yonder birthday boy. So we will be taking that Facebook reading tonight. That is a fact.
We have to put him in.
Absolutely. That's mandatory.
Getting a birthday reading is really a highlight of the day you were born.
Yeah, we talked about that long before we even got sick. He was telling us about that. Or I was sick, maybe, and you weren't yet. I can't remember. So that's go down, folks. That's the deal. So anyway, international, that's the shout-out I see right now. There'll be more, and as I see them and I get a break in the reading stuff, I'll squeak you in there. Let's see. Let's get to the business here. 515-602-9676. That's a number to call in. When you call in, you'll be told you can listen to the show while you wait. And because I called and did a test. Now, I did hear, I don't know if you folks, but it wasn't our end where the problem is. Because when I was listening to the show intro, that's Blog Talk playing it, and it was choppy. So the audio problem is going to be a Blog Talk thing, not this. Because I heard when they play the music, that's Blog Talk playing it. And it was like, chop. So we'll see what we can do. If we need to repeat something, we shall do so, folks. Just let us know. There's nothing we can do. Let that internet stuff. Maybe where's this? Where's Blog Talk? I don't even know where they're headquartered.
You know what the problem is? We've become obsessed with perfection in a most imperfect world. Does that sound pretty smart? Kind of full of wisdom.
That may be smart, but people like to hear your words you're saying, and they don't understand it. That's the problem. If it gets too choppy, they'll have to say, "What would you say? I could cut out."
Oh man, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We cuss at this stuff. When think of all those years ago, we had nothing like this.
All right, I'm gonna copy and paste a little right up here. Somebody asked a question, and I'll answer your question right there. Boom, boom.
Oh, Amber?
Yep, she's local. She can call. I mean, local. She's in the United States.
Yeah.
All right. So I gave the number. Facebook folks, we'll try to turn to you folks when we can. We know Cho's up for sure because it's his birthday, you know. That's a no duh. We will be doing that reading tonight.
We have a lot of you. We see the attendance count. If you don't say something, put an emoji in, we're not going to be able to know you're there, and we can't acknowledge you. So if you're working undercover, then we understand.
Yeah, or if you're shy or you just want to watch, no problem. There's some people don't like social media that much, and they don't want their name out there because they figure, I'm going to get hacked and spammed, and we get poachers in here, so they're a little bit right about that. They get a little bit of message replay spam, but nothing.
Oh, more. Anne from Glasgow is with us, and also we have Virgil.
There we go. I'm not seeing any of that.
Oh, geez, you've got a
problem. But I've seen some people.
Yeah, and we got Virgil. We got,
So Anne, international shout out to Anne from the land of the Scots, and international shout out to Mike from the United Kingdom, the land of Ing specifically.
And
I'm going to try to put it up on my phone in a different Facebook thing, and that's my goal here, but right now that goal has been sucking.
Have you ever tried coming into AOL from...
I don't want to do AOL.
Not AOL. I mean Facebook. Have you tried coming in from... not using their software, but coming in. Well, I don't know how to explain it.
I think you're
like from a browser.
But the browser is going to eventually take you. This is a browser. This is Google Chrome I'm using.
Okay, but
I'm not using it. We don't use software on a computer.
All right.
We go into a web
Andrew.
Browser.
You'll have to let us know if you'd like a reading sometime.
Yeah, and I was hoping that I would see the little show on my
phone.
On my other account, but it's not showing because it's a goat blower.
Oh, you poor thing. Oh, my gosh. We should burn that.
Me poor thing. And then, all right, well, then you've got the international shout-out because I'm only going to see whatever this thing wants me to see.
Yeah, I'll make sure.
Because I ain't got shit. All right?
All right.
I don't know why. I wonder. Maybe I. Who knows? Fuck.
Maybe your psychic energy is affecting your computer.
Or lack thereof, maybe. Right? If I have negative psychic energy, maybe.
You're like a cavern and a goat blower. Yeah, a goat blower. Maybe the other one is goat liquor. What else, Jim?
Butt sniffers.
That's it. Butt sniffers. Dick lickers.
There's all sorts of stuff out there anyway. There's all sorts of bad things out there. I would just wish this would show me. You know what? I have a plan.
Hmm.
Well, let's get you going on a reading. All right. I talked about the Facebookers. We'll turn to you when we can. Joe's for sure. Joe's guaranteed to get a reading tonight. There's the fact that we're going to make sure it's not past the hour. We're not going to, because he's got to work and late.
Yeah, we're not
going to
make
it. He's got all sorts of shit going on.
You know, wait till the last dog is hung there.
We're not
going to
make the birthday boy late. And this, sound of harps, harps. We're going to be real blunt about this. That means your reading with Deborah has concluded. It was free. It's over. We got to move on. Don't ask any more questions because I'll shoot you in the back of the head. And to get nice now, the angels playing the harps means angel card time before we move on. And today, we're going to use the traditional, the first angel cards we all, these were the originals right here for the show.
They were.
These are the ones we always use. The original, this is actually the original deck spell. We put it in a Ziploc when we're not using it. It takes care of it. So you shall get a single angel card before we move on to the next folk.
Catherine says she's going to start using that. She's going to tell people, go blow a goat.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, you got to do it. All right. So I guess I'm going to monitor comments on my phone, and I'll watch. I shouldn't even watch video. I should just watch porn then on my computer and then just use my phone.
You're going to make everybody jealous.
So I can spin it around if they want to watch lesbionics.
Yeah.
Let's take those calls. Let's blah, 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 blah. All right. First caller, that would be 630, which the internet says is Illinois. What is it?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, it is not Illinois.
It's Wisconsin, baby.
Yes, it's an Illinois area code in Wisconsin.
On my way to Miami. I'm glad that you're back. You sound great.
Well, it's all the cocaine and, you know.
That's right. Dope.
The crack and, yeah.
Better living through pill bottles and little tiny little Ziploc bags. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, we're joking.
Okay. I have two questions, but whatever the cards say. So I'm getting a lot of people that can't get my documentary in the United States because the platform that I put it on, Kindle Vella, is only based in, like, the United States. And anyway, is it a smart move to just sell those myself, a PDF copy? I mean, the problem with that in my mind is like, okay, but are they just going to take my work? But I doubt it. I don't know. So should I sell my documentary PDFs for the same amount of money I would make off of Kindle for people who can't get it on Kindle? And then the second question,
I was going to say, Lily, I don't care what form your words are in. People can steal it. If it's in a book, it's on a blog, you know, blog website. If it's something you sell them, they can steal
it. The book thing is the hardest. Actual physical book.
They'd have to sit down and type it all out.
Yeah, that's actually, even though it's old school, it's the best thing. It makes it really not cost effective for somebody to try to duplicate that work. But if you put it out there electronically, PDF or anything, I could email that to 15 billion people.
Also, there is plagiarism websites you can go to, like a lot of teachers do nowadays, and you can put in some sentences of your work and see who else has got them.
True. International shout out to Laura from Canada.
So
Canada.
They got for my phone. Yeah. My phone is not a bitch, at least.
All right.
So that's a good idea or a bad idea? Because they can also copy it off of Kindle. They can buy it from Kindle.
They can do it pretty much in any electronic form there is. That is a fact.
And that's
just the nature of the world we live in now when you do with electronic files. If you distribute them and sell them, you have to take that into consideration. Oh, I'm going to give this to all my friends. Email my 1,300 friends. Here, look at this. This is cool.
No, I've got
nothing to do about that.
I've got a book out there that I have found on is it's called Scribd, and other websites where they are actually selling people the chance to read it on that website. And I checked into it, and they said that's perfectly legal. People are paying to join the website. They're not paying to access my book, which doesn't seem right.
If you keep it online, it takes like somebody with really good, better than average computer skills to still steal it than up on a website. But it can still be done. But it's not as
so is that a good idea or a bad idea then? It sounds like that's a bad idea.
Well, she didn't do the cards.
No, do you want me?
You want her to actually do the cards on it?
How about this? Have you ever gone to a website where it'll say, would you like this course? I don't know, in whatever, making cocktails. Okay.
Cocktails of the cook.
That's right. And you think, yeah, and you click yes, and then it takes you like to a payment page and an instant download. After you've paid. Now, I've gotten many courses over the years that way. Sure, I could take the information in them and resell it, but I'd probably end up behind bars as a plagiarist.
All right.
But
what in the flying hell is going on here?
Why?
Because that last comment's not on either one of these.
Jim, I don't know. Maybe we need to...
Somebody must hate my Facebook account.
We should sage you.
There's two different platforms. The last. This sucks.
You don't see Catherine saying, wow, that seems like one hell of a loophole.
Not on either one of these. Anyway, let's get back. Let's get back to Lily. This is her reading. We're screwing with her time.
Sorry, Lily.
I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea.
You want me to ask
also...
her?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right. She'll check the cards. That's what you. I think that was what you really wanted her to look at. But no, I see. And then I rebooted all my. I always reboot all my machines before the show because, you know how that goes. That's my standard procedure. Reboot hers.
Bless you.
Thank you. I repeat. That's the allergies. I'm not sick anymore.
Yeah, bless you there.
Jimbo. Yes, I've been blessed. Thank you. I reboot all my machines, so that I don't know what the problem is. It could be, you know, I've been trying to be a really good boy on Facebook because you can't say anything nowadays without getting banned for everything. So, like, I saw Cho's comment, and then...
Is Virgil going to get himself in trouble with pimps?
Well, I don't know, but either way,
I didn't see
those on either one of my platforms, those two comments.
Who knows what the list is of what is not acceptable?
If you say something that Facebook, that they have programmed in, it puts them in phantom. And then I can unhide it if I want, but it automatically hides it if it's just on the edge.
Yeah, Lily, your cards are saying this is a good way for you to begin marketing your book. You could sell it in installments, but, you know, don't put too high of a price on it. People won't pay. You got to kind of look at what the market will bear. And people would enjoy receiving it that way. Now, what you could do is have them pay like a flat fee or a month. I don't know what you want to do as far as that. But then they could receive another. How do you have these? Are these chapters or...
Well,
what?
Right. It's a docu-series. So, like, right now, I would just sell it for the same price that I would make off of Amazon. It's like cutting Amazon out, but it's not because these people are not in America, so they can't Right. So it's like, so I can advertise selling it for $4 for the PDF, and then... Because what I'm doing right now is I'm emailing a bunch of different publications, like USA Today. I got to get a hold of 48 Hours just to, you know, see if they'll, like, you know, what if Netflix, see if Netflix wants to buy it and I'm the only one that has it, then am I cutting my nose off to spite my face? Like, I just sold my whole copy for $4 to somebody I don't even know in, like, Germany. And then they could take it and be like, here, you get what I'm saying?
But how about...
have you copyrighted your stuff?
Yeah, but it's only good in America. That's what I'm saying. It's not good in Germany.
Yeah, there's got to be some international stuff out there because literature is shared across many continents. So there's got to be some international copyright laws out there that you got to look at. You got to look at them because, I mean, that's very common. I mean, actually, I shouldn't say now. Literature has been getting shared ever since there was ships to put books on back in the day. So,
that's true.
There's got to be some international.
Okay.
I'm not an expert. I'm just saying there's got to be. I would Google it. But, Deb, what do you got?
Well, what I got for you is that, yes, this would be a good way to distribute what you've written. And the thing is, though, you got to look at this from another aspect. Why would anybody want to steal it? I mean, you're the author. It can always be traced back
to you. I don't
think
they'd steal it. They would just share it.
And sharing is...
She wouldn't get the sale.
You can't stop that.
You can't stop that with electronic files.
And that's exactly right. Like, I was putting stuff up on Facebook, and they were stealing my posts and then calling them their own. And so that's when I took everything off my Facebook, and I was like, here, if you want the information, you're going to have to buy it now. Because they're like, well, you took all the evidence down. And I'm like, but it's in the documentary that you can buy. I'm selling it for $4. Not even a lot of money.
Why, you know what I mean? Is it just a chapter?
I'm not sure.
Why is it so
cheap?
It's
like 160 pages.
That's a lot of pages for $4. That's a lot of work. But hey, it's your money. You put the value. That sounds like it's too cheap to me. But who am I? I don't know the market.
Why don't you publish it?
I could be a village idiot as far as marketing that
type
of writing.
It's being published on Kindle Vella, and that's how much I would get from Kindle Vella, because Kindle sells it, and then by the time they're done selling it, I only get $4 for it. That's why I was like, well, I'll just sell it for $4.
You know what? That is a lot compared to what I got from John Hunt Publishing in London.
No, it wasn't Mike Hunt.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
That's an old joke, and we're not going to get into it. But go ahead. Sorry
what
to break
did
this
I
train
say
of thought.
John Hunt.
John Hunt.
Yes.
Not Mike Hunt.
Hey, Jim, how much did you sell it for?
Go ahead. Anyway, I'm back to Deb.
I'm sorry,
Lily.
I get, honest to God, like a quarter of a cent per book. There is, unless you've had a flaming affair with the Jonas Brothers or I don't know who else.
Wow. If you had a flaming affair with the Jonas Brothers, I would want you locked up. But
and
anyway, go
you
ahead.
Wrote an expose and got it published. Probably everybody that cares would dash out and buy it, and you'd make some money. But there realistically is no money in. I mean, if you saw my royalties, you'd be like, oh, damn. But they represent
a
lot.
I know.
You're not a big-name writer.
Right.
If you're Stephen King, you don't get that bullshit treatment.
However, I have to come up with an idea for something that I would like to write and publish, and I'm not going into details because, you know, that's the way you get things stolen from you.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's such a high visibility subject, and it would be something that would appeal to a great many people in the world. Now that bestseller, I see it in my cards. That will become a bestseller. Now here's the thing. Many, many years ago, when I was about 22, I had a reading from an old lady who actually used ordinary playing cards. She said I was going to write a first book that was going to do reasonably well, and it has. She said my second book is going to be one hot bestseller. And I've checked with my cards, and the topic that I'm developing is exactly that. So, anyway, for you, you're kind of coming up the hard way on all of this. It's like joining the military and go in as a private in the Army, which is like an E-1.
Hey, if you want to be a top banana, you got to start from the bottom of the bunch.
You really do. Instead of these, I don't know, what can I call them? Those ones, a slug.
Well, here we go. You keep going. I got to deal with an ass licker.
Okay, like a slug who gets to come in at a higher rank just because he's got a college or some such thing, but you're coming up the hard way. You just can't lose that fire in your belly. That's what's important. You've got to keep going. And I want to share a couple other things with you. You keep going forward one step at a time. You're going to get a call to go on a talk show, and you're going to have to travel to go there. You will have to travel. Mm-hmm. Now, and it's going to be very good. And I just got a thought. There's two women there. So I'm thinking of talk shows that have two women on it. You'd have to look at that. Also, you are definitely moving. You are relocating, and it's going to be to where you want to go.
Okay.
All
right. Well, that's right now. She can change your mind, though, right?
Yeah, because so that was like my second question was I found this townhouse, and I can get a mortgage with the contract. And so that's what I was going to ask you, like,
it's down there.
Put your mouse over Christy.
Over Christy?
Christy, put your mouse over it.
I don't know where she's at.
What do you see? You see anything about the move stuff there?
Yeah, I really feel that you're going to fall into a super deal like that. So you've got to remember what you're doing is riding on a lot of, conspiracy, controversy. I mean, you remind me of that lady. She's got a really seductive first name, and I can't remember, but she writes about a lot of murders.
Was her first name Pussy?
Galore?
Nancy Grace?
No, she's got a first name that is like...
Something really beautiful, or not like common, like Sabrina.
It's very
or something
sexy.
Like, was it like Cotton Candy or something? Some kind of script name?
No, it'll come to me in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
But you got to remember, that's your gonna be your bread and butter. So there was something else here I was gonna tell you. Oh, consider this. I don't know how many of you have read this, but Jennifer Aniston from Friends has come out in the public and said. She is finding that the current generation is offended by Friends, the show that ran for 10 years. They didn't have enough diversity. And Jim brought it up. He doesn't even like Friends, but he sees me watching it. And he said, they've had black people on there.
Yep.
They've had people from India.
From all over the place.
From that one guy Jen was sleeping with was from like Russia or something. But they're offended. They're offended. So what's going to happen? Are they going to, press the delete key?
One reason I'm glad I'm not living forever, because I can't stand where this society's going. With this, everything offends me. Bullshit. Put on your frickin' skirts there, little flower children.
You made me feel bad.
You know what? Fuck you and your feelings. All right, go ahead. Anyway, back to Lily.
God, you
wow.
me want
okay.
I want to do some therapy. It's like, shut up, bitch. Therapy. Quit being a little girl. Get on your life is a bitch. Yeah, get on top of it or sink. All right. Anyway, real quick.
Thank you.
Here's your angel card reading. It is from Archangel Michael, the man himself.
Ooh.
Crystal clear intentions is the subject of his card. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith. So in other words, when you desire something, focus on it, and your faith cannot waver, like you doubt that it's going to happen, whatever you desire, which is hard to do. It's easy for Michael to say that because he's an archangel, but yeah. All right, thanks for holding the lady.
I love Archangel Michael. Thank you so much.
You got to love that guy. You got to love that guy of all of them. I mean, they're all good. I mean, none of them are like bad, but yeah. All right, well, thanks, lady. Thank you for holding.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, take care. I think we need to do the birthday boy.
Let's do them. Joe, we're going to do you.
Kirsty
is from the UK.
Kirsty. That's why I was like ringing the bell, because I always want to say Kirsty too, so I look at it. Well, international shout out to Kirsty from the UK.
Oh, my God, this is funny. You know what? Catherine just said she likes your style. She says, is with quotes, shut up, bitch. Now that'll be $150.
It should be. Yeah, that would be my therapy. You know, how come? All right. Anyway, Joe, type your question. You don't have to. You can do the messers thing if you want. That's your call, but you don't have to. It's your birthday. You do whatever you want to do. If you want to do Morse code, we're going to roll with you. It's your birthday.
You don't have to call, huh?
It's your birthday. Whatever you desire, my friend. Why does every single son of a bitch on earth have PTSD that has never even been in a war, never been beaten by their parents, never like gotten an accident and had their whole family die except them and their pet gerbil? But I've been diagnosed with PTSD. How about you've been diagnosed with you're a little bitch? How about that? Here's my diagnosis. Put on your big people pants and get out there and roll with life and don't be a little pissed ass about it.
What if your kid...
Everybody!
What if your kid and you frequently watch your drunken father beat the shit out of your mother?
I put that out there. I said not the beating, family beating thing. I already said that doesn't count because I can see that. But there's some people that say they have PTSD and they never had that.
Well, they get to get medicinal marijuana.
Because you can find any kind of psychologist, like pediatric mother chicken, and you know, he'll answer a few questions. And what are you doing?
They said to have Joe call in. So he's getting ready.
He said he didn't have to.
But they want him to.
Does he want to do is what matters, not what they want. But now we're not going to know because I can't see him.
So it's your party, and you can cry if you want to.
And if you type, nobody's going to know.
That's an old song. Because
she just shut her computer. We won't know if you type anything.
Mm-mm.
Get it? Did you get what I'm saying?
I'm going to put him aside.
There you go. Don't shut that, because that's the only key to the world out there, a Facebook world, because my computer is suspect. Is he ready? Did he type something?
Yeah.
There you go.
He said he wants a general. I got it. He wants a general and career reading, and we'll be okay for him. Okay.
Yeah, to get that thing the hell out of here.
Bye.
For now.
Gone.
Don't ever shut that again. Unless they say it, I am. They say, not somebody else.
Yes, Commander.
They can't speak for him. All right. Facebook folks, just be patient. Not Facebook.
No.
All right. Shut it. Answer it. Shut it. Grab it. Answer it. Quick. Answer it.
Joe?
Hi.
All right. He audioed in. That's
hello.
Cool. Very good. Very good.
Hi.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Actually, you. Technically.
Hi.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I guess your birthday was kind of sort of ended an hour and a half ago. Is that the deal? Or a half hour ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At midnight?
Oh, that's so sweet and special.
That's cool. Some cats are weird, but some cats like that. Some don't. That's cool.
You look very young. So if you tell us that you're in your 50s,
thousands of
years old. All
right, folks. Deb is doing a Facebook reading. Do not bother her now. And if you type anything, we're not going to see it.
Until
this is over. So don't type too many things. We're not going to see it because my Facebook account is a... hard.
All right, a birthday reading, let me explain.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
All right, before we lay out the cards.
You must do so.
Birthday reading is filled with the energy from the moment you were born, okay? So I always use it to explain that it's as if you are standing at the top of a super high mountain where you have a 360-degree view, and that's for the coming year. So... it can encompass many years ago, actually, I used to offer a reading that from the time of your birthday for the following 12 months, we went through each month. And it wasn't necessarily a hot seller, but it's...
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore, though, the whole...
it took time. 12,
it's
yeah.
Like, wow. Hey, idea. Show right here and pop that back open.
Oh, I could.
There you go. Because I'm going to miss all the comments because I have to look at yours. Thank God. I can see great from distances. I can read all that perfectly.
Because you are broke dick.
I am broke. I am electronically broken dick. That is a fact. I can't argue that. All All right.
Okay, so
back to the birthday boy.
This is going to be a very energized, kind of magical reading for Till, filled with all kinds of potential.
I sure hope you can live up to that there, woman, before you even put the cards down.
Not worried.
Not worried. Well, don't make shit up either.
I never do.
I know, but I'm just saying, well, if you sell yourself, hey, this is going to be like a salesman. Oh, this car's going to go like 1,000 miles an hour. Well, don't make things. I don't know how you can make that.
Yesterday, Virgil told us he drove a car that went 130. I'm wondering how you could do that without becoming airborne.
You know, back in our day, Deb, they did that.
They did.
Speedometers went, our cars from the 60s, our speedometers went way up high if you had a big muscle car. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, in England, you can drive as fast as you want.
No, you can't.
No.
That is not a true
only
statement.
In Germany, when
right.
on the
right.
Autobahn.
It only parts at some,
so
there are parts of the Autobahn.
Drive as fast
right.
as you want.
And there are parts
in
of the Autobahn where they
limited to
limit
17
bit,
miles per hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't they use a different measurement over there?
For speed, they still
use
miles per hour.
Yeah, so we use miles per hour, while
yep.
okay.
everywhere else in the world use kilometers.
I noticed that. I was watching a really cool show, and I haven't seen it. I wonder if they canceled it. It was like a UK cops type show.
You loved mm-hmm.
it.
It
was a good show, and it's not on anymore. I used to watch it here all the time. It was on in like a weekend mornings a lot, and I noticed they were clocking people and chasing people, and they were going miles per hour. I'm like, I never would have guessed they were using miles per
they
hour.
They would bust into people's like apartments if they were suspect of something. I remember seeing that.
They weren't doing that on the UK show I was watching.
Oh, you pointed it out to me.
And most of them didn't have, they had to call, none of them had typically had firearms. They had to call special units that had the firearm units if they needed them. All right, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, for Cho. Well, the love in your relationship is going to be intensified over this year. It's,
okay.
Yes. And, you know, relationships, as they get longer in their length of time, sometimes things will wane. It's like, what do they call those, troughs and... like in sound waves, you know, troughs and what if valleys? But anyway, that's what it's like. But this relationship is going to have a big shot in the arm.
You have a name for the bottom part. It's just like you have your wave, you have your amplitude of the wave, and then you have your wave length, and then you have your frequency, which is wave per unit time. Anyway, back to Deb.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Science.
I didn't think there was a name for the low part, official name. Maybe people made nicknames
well,
for that.
Wasn't it wave and trough? I don't know.
It's a wave height. It could be above or below the pain. It's the height of the wave.
And this is going to be beautiful and wonderful for you to have this, you know, it's going to be quite a lengthy period of time of real bliss.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have rough spots, we're all going to have those in our relationships. These are actually good indicators that a nice, beautiful, peaceful time is coming over the horizon. And that's what I'm seeing. So if the two of you have been a little, you know, persnickety with each other, snarky, whatever you want to call it, that is going to pass. And interestingly enough, I don't see his ex-wife in the cards.
It's been a while since I did a reading for Joe, though, too. It's been a while.
Yeah, but that was the partner,
right.
Ex-wife.
I know exactly. Who that was. I remember that. And that's why it just reminded me. You know, that was a long time. Well, relatively
seems
speaking,
like
a long
quite
time
some
ago.
Time ago. Now, concerning your work, there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of behind the scenes action.
Yep.
And it, to me, it looks very good. It could be you being offered a new position. It might just be, what do you call them again? Lateral
movement. Yeah. You know, companies that are bigger have a lot more opportunities for lateral movements. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's a common.
But a lot of times a lateral mm-hmm. movement, a lot of times you can be locked in and you make a lateral move and then they have tons of moves up in that new position.
That's right.
That's why most people, they either do it because they get an opportunity to advance or because they don't like where the hell they are, one or the other. Yeah.
If you hit a glass ceiling with one position, and like he says, you take a lateral one,
mm-hmm.
that will really... it'll crack that ceiling wide open. Also,
yeah, you open up new doors. Sometimes.
There's a strong opportunity somewhere within this year that could seriously hold potential for you to work within the government with what you do.
Right. Okay.
All right. And it would be
mm-hmm.
very good if you did. You need to get some work done around where you live, your space. It looks like sometime over this year, there's going to be some repairs that are going to be needed.
In the house?
Yeah.
Yes, so there's going to be, we're getting new patio door at the minute, but we're thinking of getting new doors and windows in the house.
I think that's going to be a really good idea.
Why is that?
Well, for instance, with my home, as my husband was in the process of dying, you know, cancer is very expensive. I don't know if people
mm-hmm.
know that.
You gotta have good insurance for
but
that. Yeah.
We did not have a clue that the windows.
It was the front, that one right there, not all of them. That one.
Quite a few of them had actually. The rainwater and moisture had gone down in between the walls. And, of course, at the time, there was no money to do mm-hmm. any kind of fixing. But when they actually had to take the whole front of the house off because so much time had gone by.
The whole front of the living room.
There was rot.
Yeah, the whole front of the living room was gone.
Yeah, there was just pure rot. Did I lose you, Cho? You there?
Just hang on. Just see what happens.
We disconnected.
Well, it's not we, it's that machine. But he's listening on here, too.
Okay.
So. All right, Joe.
So, yes, I would say do that.
Her portal is a poo-poo cacacho.
Remember the old saying, a stitch in time.
There you go.
Wait, that didn't come up on here.
Oh.
There. No.
Well, answer it there, then. Fuck it. Just tell him to watch Facebook. There you go. All right.
Yeah. A stitch in time saves nine.
That was our machine, Herf Portal.
So try not to put that off too long. You don't want to find that there's rot, moisture rot, because we didn't even see that mm-hmm. the windows had a leak, but they did. They did. So I see
right.
that's going to be a big topic to be discussed
right.
and worked on, and that's here. Also, there is a man from your past.
Right.
Do you know who this might be? There's a man from your past that is very envious of your, we'll say, good fortune, your happiness. He's going to make contact with you. And don't think he's coming out of a place of friendship or I miss you. No, he's coming with vengeance in his heart. So beware.
Mm. It could be possible of two ex-partners.
Well, he's coming through as a jack of spades. Generally, those are people that are quite, we'll say, dark-haired. Well, of course, you've got dark hair, too. But think between the two of them, which might have a darker complexion, is somebody that seems very righteous about their own opinions, they want to always be right, somebody like that. The winning move for you is not to play. So when this mm-hmm. call, this is a card of communication. It could be an mm-hmm. email, it could be a text, could be just like a snail mail letter. I would say leave it alone. There he goes again.
See. Oh. Yeah, that's your portal.
Anyway, there. Do you have a card for Cho?
I don't even know what that means. That was weird.
Oh, yeah.
It heard your voice.
It did. Oh, this thing might be possessed, Jim.
It's going to write their answer and then tell them.
Yeah.
All right, that was on us again. It was her portal. Her portal is her portal is not running.
Sorry, I missed what you said, but I'll go back.
one last thing.
Oh, yeah, get one last
make
thing,
sure,
and I got the angel
make
card reading.
Sure, you guys pay your taxes and take care of any. I mean, here we get personal property tax on just about everything.
That's a state thing.
We buy a car.
Depends on the state you live in.
And they will charge us taxes on, say, a brand new car every single year. It's insane. But make sure you take care of.
Oh, we don't.
Okay, and any kind of taxes you
have. However, in the UK, once we everything that we purchase,
remember,
has VAT on.
Remember where we came from,
we don't,
this country. We learned taxes from. They
taught us how to tax.
They taught us how to tax.
Yeah.
Yep. We followed their government. We followed their government.
Like on food, fast.
The stamp tax they had. They had they had the tax or anything on paper. They were taxing playing cards.
Well.
Well, and, you know, that's what pissed the colonials off. And the colonials were little bitches, too. Let's not get out of there. All right, let's go back to Joey.
Okay, so just make sure everything gets paid in a timely manner, because otherwise it's going to get jacked. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Jacked up.
No, he's got something for you.
Okay, thank you. Angel card reading. This is from Archangel Zedkiel. Subject is teaching and learning. Keep an open mind and learn new ideas. Then teach these ideas to others. Which is all us humans should be doing that to begin with, you know.
We really should.
We should. And, you know, that's how mankind survived back in the day. Now it's a different world.
It's something to remember.
People respected their elders and they'd go to them for wisdom and guidance. Now kids are like, yeah, those old people, they don't know shit. I know everything. I'm 20. I've done it all. I'm 20. I already know all that shit.
Well, the thing to remember also is you can't get independently wealthy working for somebody else. You have to try and find a way as you go through life.
Why do you have to be independently wealthy? Why is that? Let's think about this. Is it feasible for every person on this planet to be independently wealthy? Can't happen. That's not how life's going to work. There's not enough money to rule around where every single person can be a billionaire.
Well, what if you got little taco girl? She's over there on the side of the road. Or Catherine with her cupcakes that they sell.
Okay.
What if they decide, hey, we should hang out a shingle. Or we should get a nice little food truck.
I am not saying that people shouldn't go for that. I'm just saying everybody thinks that not everybody's going to succeed. There's a big percentage of you folks out there that are going to fail miserably, and that's just life. Damn, everybody hates life. Everybody hates freaking life. You're going to fail at these business ideas. That's just part of the attrition. They can't all be millionaire winners or damn.
Well, let's talk about little taco girl. She gets a nice little spot going.
But she got like is she selling furry tacos? Because you know what? She could probably do some pretty good business, I'm just saying. But anyway.
Well, all right. Let's say she's got a nice little hole in the wall.
Whoa! Okay.
But everybody wants...
It keeps on getting dirty.
I can't even go through with this.
You know what? I am not discouraging people from trying for that. So I'm just saying, be realistic. Have a backup plan. There's a pretty good chance you're going to fail.
Well, if you want to think that way.
Statistics.
You
know what statistics say? You're going to fucking fail. But automatically will fail if you don't try. But at least if you try, you have a chance. You have no chance if you don't try. I agree with that.
And that guy, J.C. Penney, he had $25 in his pocket.
Dreamed
he was going to have a chain of retail stores.
Sears and Roebuck and all. When they start, I agree with it. You should try. But just have a backup fucking plan is all I'm saying. Have a backup plan.
It's too practical for me.
Don't say, you know what, this is my dream, and if I dream, it's going to work, and I have a backup plan. Well, that's why some people live in the woods and in tents and underpasses. You got to have a backup plan. That's all I'm saying.
All right, are you done now?
I'll never be done.
Well, let's imagine little taco girl gets... franchises going down the road. People are buying into her taco recipe because It's amazing. And they, you know, that's how people multiply their business. And the
I'm not disagreeing with anybody. Business makes the world go round.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, you have to do. You got to be listening. It's all freaking.
You
got
to have guts and determination.
If nobody had guts and no determination, it would be a pretty blah planet we live on.
What was this card again? It just said believe.
It was about learning and teaching others. When you learn new things. And then teach others these new things that you learn. Basically.
Okay, so I think that we feel that you have a very good year ahead of you. Lots of good things. So I'm going to move the portal.
And we just lost your connection again.
Yeah.
And he knows. He says if he missed something, he knows he can watch the replay. That
yeah.
Episode, so. All right,
yeah.
Well, thank you. Happy birthday, Cho. I think it's technically after his birthday. Because it's Friday there, but you know it's all relative. It's your birthday.
To us, it's your birthday.
He's back on Facebook. All right, yes.
And we'll go with our Eastern time.
Yeah, yeah, and it, like you said, day before, day after, even a few days before and after, yeah. It still can be it's just a quality of a reading, right?
You have awesome cards, Joe. And one of the things that I really admire in your cards, oh my God, is that you.
Those.
Have such resilience and loyalty that, I mean, it's unshakable in you. So as you go forward, I think you're going to definitely receive a lot of success, financial security, and that relationship is awesome.
And you didn't sound a bit sick, so it sounded like you recovered really fast.
He did, like
you. He sounded
you.
Just fine. He sounded just fine.
Me, I was at death's door, but apparently neither of you.
Yeah, remember that the next time you take my little vitamin C's and little zincs and you just go, I don't want to take them.
Oh, I could flip him off. So
I don't want to take
right
them.
Now.
The gummies don't taste just perfect.
Okay.
All right, anyway. Thank you very much. All right. Callers, thank you so much. Sorry, callers, you've been holding since the beginning
Let's
of
go
time.
To our case.
We're going to 775. Going out west. Hello, 775. Is this our Wendy?
Hello.
Hi, thank you very much. This is Wendy.
Thank
Hello,
you for
Wendy.
Holding for a long time. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's so nice to speak to both of you. I love your show.
Yeah,
and
appreciate you holding. We saw that you and a whole bunch of people got in right at the 15-minute mark, a whole bunch of them. So thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So we put a deposit on apartment number 0317, and the assistant manager is pretty nice. His name is John, and are we going to be approved, and will they work with us so we can move in quicker than April 30th?
Will they move
That's a good
in?
Question. So they can move, will they work, maybe get her in even before the... Will they work with them to get her in
oh,
early?
Yeah. Let's see.
Will they be approved, and will they work to help them get them in early?
Now, is this a temporary apartment, or is this going to be your permanent?
Well, it could be permanent.
Okay.
We prefer the larger, the setting, the location is not to my liking. So it's funny you said that, Deborah, because we're thinking this is a nice apartment. But we want to live here for a long time, and we want a larger apartment, but it has to be a different location, like closer to the pole. So is that what's going to happen?
Okay, well, those are good questions. I remember the last time we talked, I thought she had an apartment lined up, but there was some construction or repairs that was going on, remember?
Yeah.
And she thought it wasn't going to be until like 3 years. Go ahead.
And that is a good question. But that apartment is a totally different place.
Oh, so this is not even that location. Gotcha now. There we go.
No, it's a totally different place.
It's a whole different,
pretty close to where we currently live.
So that one's gone out of the picture.
Okay.
That's why me and Deb were wondering, because that's the last
one.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So now we know that one's no longer a thing. Okay, cool. Here we go. Well,
Think so. I've got to say, Wendy, that the way that your cards are projecting right now into the future, I could see you definitely moving in sooner than your deadline that you have at that apartment, isn't it? April 30th.
30th is what is, I guess yeah. she was hoping to
it,
be sooner.
It is April 30th, but we need at least a few days earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Well, he's a very cautious man.
The manager guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not some fly-by-night guy that isn't going to care about the condition of the property or the condition of your apartment.
So they have standards?
Oh,
and
yes.
Want to lower them?
Very. Don't want to, I don't think he's a perfectionist per se, but I feel that he is extremely committed to what he does.
And he's a property manager type of guy. So he
yeah.
has owners, and they may have, here's the thing. We have these minimum standards. You can never, ever go below these standards. So he has to probably follow.
And that's why there's a bit of a hesitation here. I feel for you, it's going to come out just fine. It's a good thing you made the change. It's showing a lot of happiness for you.
Yeah, she picked a whole different property. That worked out great.
It's funny how things fall into place, isn't
it? You know, life,
yeah.
We all think we can predict it, but damn.
Well, there's an old Yiddish proverb, man plans and God laughs.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I think a lot of times we get directed where we're supposed to be. Also, here's a little something-something for you, Wendy.
Something.
You're going to meet a really, really nice man there. And I think you're going to enjoy his company very much. Yeah.
Somebody that she's going to click well with. They just
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's under Sure to Come True. So you
ooh,
can't miss
the Sure
it.
To Come True.
And he's funny. He's smart. He's not a player. He's just a really nice man.
That's the biggest one of them all, I think, is not a player.
Right.
Because as soon as you say somebody's not a player, that means they're honest. Because players are not honest. Let's be honest. If somebody's a player, they're lying. They're deceiving. So if somebody's not a player, then they're an honest person.
He's really nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, if he's not a player, then he's just an honest, this is who I am, and I am who I am.
And he's going to enjoy many great moments with you. This could become a relationship for the rest of your life. If she's not
really?
Pushing.
Could be. It's, but the,
well, it's right here.
Sure to Come True potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, Sure to Come True. I can't remember when I haven't seen that become true.
But I am asking, that relationship could be different statuses, right?
What do you mean?
Could be a best friend forever and ever. Doesn't necessarily have to be. Or do you see a companion type
No,
thing?
This is love.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
But it's going to start out very cordial and very, what you call, polite.
Yeah, how'd you just type?
I thought I had froze. Look at, nothing's moving.
Click the little arrow. Remember, it does that over there. See a little arrow all the way to the left? And yeah. Remember? Yeah, it does that. So, but the chat keeps moving. Anyway, I'm sorry. We're sorry. Wendy, we had some technical difficulties.
And I'll tell you, like I always say, he's not coming wearing a barrel. This guy is well-heeled financially. So it could be a very, very nice relationship. I mean, you know what they say, it's just as easy to love a rich man as it is a poor one. So.
Actual, real, that's honest true. Real honest love is not about those things.
No, it isn't.
It isn't.
But it's going to be a nice benefit.
But a lot of people put those filters up early so they don't accidentally fall in love with the wrong person.
And Wendy is clearly not a gold digger.
No, I'm just saying. But in general, a lot of people, after when you get smarter, you're like, all right, as soon as I meet somebody, here's some things that's going to limit because you can fall in love with somebody that's not a right person. But if you have some standards...
Deborah, I love you. You stuck up for me.
Well, come on now. We women, girl power, we got to stick together. Yes. So you're
and you're right. I'm not a gold digger. I left a very lucrative job in South Lake Tahoe making thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars love and marriage down here in Sacramento. And I got... You know what on, and right now I just want peace and harmony and health and to protect my beloved sister and nephew. And would it be marriage, possibly?
Yes.
And then we gotta
but I wanted you to ask, because I don't want to push, big information on people. especially if they're not in the market for that. But yes.
So sometimes you things happen to you that you're not in the market for quite often in
That's
life.
That's very true.
Deborah, the honest truth is I used to never ever step outside of the house without my red lipstick on. I was on the hunt for a man. I wanted to be married, and I was treated so badly that at this point I just want peace and harmony. But that there's a saying, if you're not looking, that's when you're going to find love.
Yes, absolutely. That's how it happened to me with my late husband. I was at a point where I was not interested, and he came along and stole my heart. So yes, your cards look beautiful, Wendy. I think you're going to enter into a time for the rest of this year that's going to be most blissful for you. Very blissful.
Wow. But you mean just for the rest of this year or for the rest of my life?
Well, we're going to go just right now projecting the rest of the year. You know,
okay.
Is
Jonathan, the manager, going to call me tomorrow to say we're approved, or is he going to wait longer? What's going to happen?
Tomorrow, too soon.
I don't know if he's going to call tomorrow.
That's very soon.
Yeah. All right,
okay.
Real quick.
And we're supposed to move in on the 30th of April. What day will we move in? Will it be earlier than the 30th, please, God?
Yes, I believe so. And Jim is right now, he is juggling your card, angel card.
My angel card, because I played the harps, which means we got to move on.
We got to move on.
Real quick, it's from Archangel Zedekiah, and it is clear audience subject. Notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind and or from other people.
So that is very good for a card.
It is. I mean, so there's guidance you hear in your mind. It could be in your mind from the archangels, or other people can actually give you good guidance. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Wendy, for holding forever. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Well, thank you. And Deborah, thank you for sticking up for me. You're right. I'm not a hussy.
No, even if you wear red lipstick.
I never said she was.
No, he didn't. I'm sorry, Jim. You didn't. I just have a sense of humor. You did not say anything bad, Jim.
No.
That's right.
He was just picturing you with your red lipstick.
Well, you said that red lipstick.
I understand.
Yeah, baby.
So what is that card that Jim drew? I'm not understanding.
I put it away. It said, listen to guidance. It's from Archangel Zedekiah. And it's listen to the guidance in your mind and from other people.
Clairaudience.
Yes, that was the subject, clairaudience.
Yeah.
All right. And that's fine. Well, this is interesting. And God bless you both. And I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
And we really appreciate that you wait so long.
Yes, thank you, hon.
Thank you so much for that.
Very much so.
We know that sucks waiting. I hate waiting. All right. Well, thanks, Wendy. Good luck. And, we'll be back tomorrow. So
We will be here tomorrow.
We shall do so.
Rebel card night.
It is Rebel card night. Oh, Lisa.
Hey, you guys.
You guys. Yes, we're here.
What you got cooking?
Well, I'm on my way out for the evening.
Okay.
And
what's your plan?
So, sorry?
What are your plans? You said you're on your way out of the evening. What are your plans? Is that all?
Actually, it's next door to a real swinging joint. So I hope I think I'll be going there later. I don't know, but I'm going with friends. I'm going with some friends and group. And what do the cards say? Do they say I'm going to be happy? I don't want people. Or whoever is weighing in on my situation. I'm not looking for a man. You know, that's not what I'm doing. I'm not shopping. I'm not in desperate need. I'm not, you know, trying
to
get into the expressway.
No, nobody's weighing in on that.
Nobody's saying that. And you're just going out and being who you got. I would want to do the same thing and mingle. You got to mingle, meet new people. It has nothing to do with, like, your shopping.
Yeah.
We got it.
And
we got it here.
What's your update with the neighbor?
Yeah, anything new or not?
Well, you know, I wasn't going to invite him because it's too
it gets too awful. And so at the last minute, I got, you know, I was telling him about it. I said, I wasn't going to invite you because of these reasons. And I listed the reasons. And then he said, well, okay, I won't go. But the way he said it, and I said, okay, I'll go ahead and invite you. But I'm listing the reasons, and so you have to be on your best behavior. And so what did the cards say? Are we going to have – I plan on having a good time.
So he's going along.
So he's going along, huh?
But it's a group. It's a group. And it's
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you, yeah.
All right, let's check this out.
That is actually a very excellent question to ask. I would ask that, too, if I was in the same scenario.
Folks that are on Facebook, as I'm laying out these cards, please remember, if you have an urgent situation, you can always contact me through my website.
Yeah.
And arrange a private session with me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want you to feel that you're neglected.
Yeah, and as you're putting your card out, remember, we do these shows when we can. They're free.
Yeah.
We're not getting $50 an hour
from
some sponsor.
No, we're paying for them.
We actually are paying for this time on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand that, we understand your needs. That's why we're here. But we literally, it doesn't matter how long the show is, we can never, ever get every single person on the phone. Because that phone line, it never shrinks. It shrinks a little bit, mm-hmm. and it blows back up again.
Yeah.
So we're sorry.
Lisa, by the way, Cho says hello.
Yeah, Cho says,
today is his birthday.
Yeah.
No, I was listening to Cho. He sounds like an angel.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Very good guy.
He's in the UK.
Yes, we're going to go see him and have a few cocktails one of these days.
Yeah, probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Because, you know, I got all this, I got so much money in the trunk of my car, I can go anytime I want.
Okay, I got to give you some strategy for tonight. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm glad we were able to get no.
No, you need to hear this.
It's actually quite good.
She's trying to help you out here.
If you are too much of a social butterfly tonight, it's going to make the neighbor feel like he's – I'm trying to think of the right word, okay? It's not that I can't
– It's going to be weird, I think, because
– It's going to set him back in his feelings for you.
He's going to – I think – but I don't have the cards. That's why you got to keep talking. I'm going to shut my hole.
Say it.
No. You finish, because I just think that I don't think I would have invited him. But, hey, the deal is done now. You can't undo that. You can't undo it.
If you perform too much, like with everybody, flitting around.
Well, she should be able to be herself, though.
Be yourself.
If that's what she does, then that's so be it.
She's not going to feel like you are his anymore.
Well, but I didn't know they had ownership of each other.
I wanted to share with her
exclusivity or whatever you say.
Exclusivity.
I hate that freaking word.
You hate a lot of words.
I do hate a lot of words.
Serendipity.
I'm a word hater. I'm a word hater from way back.
Anyway, yeah, he's feeling very sentimental today. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus balls.
And I
hear him
it's the fall.
Yeah. Oh, in that pebble.
Well, it is. And I just wanted you to know that he is feeling very, like I said, sentimental.
What does that mean, sentimental? Define that in this reading.
So great times that he blows.
Yeah, because they've known each other for 15, 20 years. Very sentimental.
No, they...
sentimental from, like, times you had 2 weeks ago, I guess, apparently. Is that sentimental, really?
He blows away the bad times. And I'm not sure that's a good thing or bad. He forgets them.
I believe that. So
yeah,
much,
and he wants to be completely focused on the good times.
And there's a lot to be said that is a good thing.
He wants what you've shared to be special.
You know what? That isn't a bad quality, necessarily. Let's just take it to an extreme.
Mm-hmm.
You should always focus on good things, but you can't always forget the bad things. You got to at least deal with them, right?
Yes, I agree.
You can't put your head in the sand.
Back to her night. What does that mean? Does it mean that he thinks we're a couple?
it hit well.
Yeah.
It sounds like when it suits him, though.
Yes, exactly.
When it suits him, but when he's going out doing the same thing, it's okay for him to be a social butterfly, right?
Here's the thing I love about drinking wine or, you know, beer, alcohol. You know, hard liquor, is the thing is it's a bit of a truth serum.
It is a truth serum.
To an extent.
Yes.
Okay. And it would be under the influence that somebody like you seem like a very direct person, Lisa, where you would turn to and say, so what is this? What's going on here? Are we, you know, foot or horseback? Are we together or not?
I think that stuff has come a lot, but it's never got nailed down. And
no,
what's tonight going to happen, though? That's what she wants to know. How's tonight going to go? What did she
tonight,
do?
I wanted her to be a little sensitive to his feelings in this group. Just make it be natural, but don't put on, like, airs. Don't try to make him jealous. It's just going to push it.
But then,
I really needed that heads up because, you know, I'm a little pissed at him right now because he's been bugging the shit out of me. When are we leaving? How are we going? And I thought we talked about this earlier, and my brother called, and we were having a lovely conversation. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Deb. Thank you, because I was getting really pissed.
Well, see, that's why this method is so amazing. You're able to perceive the path that, say, a relationship, even an evening is on, that you can look at what's here and alter your behavior accordingly.
So she can't be herself is what you're saying.
I said she can be herself.
Well, then if herself is bopping around, then she should be able to be herself.
But to be sensitive to his feelings.
Why does she have to be sensitive to his feelings?
Unless she wants to drive him away.
I'm not saying drive him away, but if you guys are at a certain level, they're not obviously committed forever.
I appreciate your perspective because, you know, then I'll be calling you the next 5-17 days crying and saying, what happened? Yeah.
And he wouldn't tell you. This is one thing. He's not going to let you see him that sensitive. It's like a brain tumor men have about being sensitive, you know. Yeah, we said, what was it, in the 80s, we want our men sensitive. And then we said, now they're all a bunch of wimps. We don't want them.
And you know what? You know how you can sum that up? I'll tell you how you can sum that up. Bitches don't know what the hell they want. So how are we supposed to know? How is the average guy supposed to know when the chick has no clue what she wants? How are we supposed to guess it? How are we?
You're supposed to know.
How are we supposed to know if you don't freaking know?
So, Deb, you think we'll have an okay call?
What happened? Yes, tell me. Tell me, Lisa, what were you asking?
Are we going to have an okay time?
Tonight.
Yes.
You're focused on tonight.
Yes, you're going to have a very nice time.
Okay,
now you're going to be sensitive to his feelings, and I'm hoping the same from him. Because I'm not seeing that he won't be sensitive, but you have had issues when he has talked to other women.
He doesn't sound like
That was one of the things I told him. I said I wasn't going to invite you because then it changes the whole energy. And then I listed all the reasons, and that was included. And I said, I don't want that done under my nose.
So, in you know, tit for tat, I guess.
Wow, we're going to have a great call tomorrow. Or not. Maybe it'll be a great night and she won't have anything to report. Or it might go really well and she'll have nothing to report, but that is still something to talk about.
Absolutely. I have a great big wet noodle.
Oh, she has a wet noodle, folks. Bada bing, bada bang.
I beat him after the show with it.
Why is that?
Because you're such a pompous
man. I'm not a pompous. I don't think I'm pompous. I just have opinions.
Yes, you
and
do.
I don't have cards, so I have nothing to go by. I have nothing to go by except my opinion. I don't have cards.
You don't see the dude to me.
I'm not seeing him doing anything except watching you.
Oh, international shout out to Rachel in Australia. Welcome.
Oh, fuck.
All right, back to Lisa. All right, what?
Hey,
are you
know
Lisa,
what?
Lisa, what are you doing?
You know, let me tell you something. do not ever rent a fucking duplex.
I agree with that 100%.
It's not that I'm saying I want to lose him. I'm not saying that. But this is – my brother called me today, and I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Because I was on the phone. We were laughing and cutting up, and I told my brother, you have changed my head energy. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You know what?
And he heard you or what?
No, I was in my own place. He probably heard me cutting up. Who knows? Sometimes it's just watching, I don't know. It's a whole new experience for me.
Lisa is right, though. It is a bold move to rent a freaking duplex if you have no clue about the person that lives there. That is very bold.
The cards.
Very chancy.
Told her he was going to be there as a comfort for her.
Oh, that's right. Going way back in her early reading.
You said he was going to, the neighbor was going to bring love. I remember. We can look it up. We can look it up.
Yes, we can. And the thing is, he was there for you. I believe it was divine intervention put him there and put you there.
It's obviously served her well.
It has served
her
well.
It has served her well. She's doing lots of great things. They're having a good time. It's not a bad thing right now.
To those who were with us last night, it occurred to me intuitively that they don't have sex per se, but I feel that they're making meals together is a form of lovemaking.
Hey, well, I'm coming up with some strategies. I think we're going to go to the seashore, and believe me, I'm developing some strategies. I'm going to spring on them.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, you have to tell us tomorrow about these strategies.
Would you please?
It's a Friday show. If you can call in Friday, if you are free Friday, you should call in because I can't wait to hear these frickin' strategies.
Oh, yeah. Nine's got us all hanging.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear this shit.
He means that.
You know what?
What?
I'm supposed to be leaving. The train to Georgia is leaving right now, so I got to go.
You better go.
You got to go. And you know what? Real quick, here you go before you go.
Here's your angel card.
Your angel card reading, and you've had this before. This is the patience. Archangel Jophiel, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing. So if things are looking good, you still have to be patient is what they're saying.
Yeah.
So as happy as you are, as excited as you are that the road is going looking great, it's not going to happen tomorrow. You got to be patient.
That's your card.
Okay.
And it's
you.
Good. We all need that card.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, take the high road to Georgia.
Is that a thing?
She said the train or something.
I'm so glad.
The midnight
Thank
train
you.
To Georgia.
Thank you.
Last night.
Glad
the Pips. Take the midnight train to Georgia. All right. Anyway, back to Lisa. All right, Lisa, you go have.
All right, honey. Go with our blessing.
You go have fun.
Yeah.
And be your damn self. Don't worry about the other person so much. Be your damn self. I'm going to put her on mute just real quick.
Yeah.
If you're going to choose a partner and you can't be yourself, what did the guy say in the freaking the one movie with the Last Crusade, Indiana Jones, Last Crusade? What did that guy say? You chose poorly. You can't choose a person you can't be yourself with. That's not a lifetime partner.
I meant
just
don't do any performing because she did already say she was kind of pissed at him.
But she's not a performer. You know what? She's talked to us when she's been out. She doesn't do any crazy shit.
So Cho made a reference here. Was Lisa making the bread dough scene from Ghost movie? I've not seen it.
I don't remember the bread dough. I just remember that stupid pottery shit. I don't remember. I haven't seen that movie for like 1,000 years.
Oh, Ghost? You mean with Demi Moore?
Yeah, Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze, who was the ghost. I don't remember them making any bread dough, but they probably did. I don't know.
They were doing the pottery.
So, well, maybe they made bread dough too. I don't freaking know. But he's kind of right. They do a lot of cooking stuff together. So there is that similarity. There is.
Okay, I've got some news for y'all. I know you're going to hate us tonight, but we're going to have to leave you.
Yeah,
But that's not the news.
Why is that not the news?
The news is we have Sophia coming back Saturday.
Oh, Saturday night. Through that. So you will not, well, I'm going to play harps for her, but I won't be giving you a card set. Sophia will be the card to read.
Oh, it was the pottery scene, I guess. Bread dough.
Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah, it was.
And it was sexy. I do remember that.
It was weird, but yeah.
Although I have to say, and I don't like to speak ill of the dead, but women that have been in a leading lady with Patrick Swayze, isn't that who it was, Patrick Swayze?
It was Patrick Swayze. He was the guy that got dead.
They thought he was a real jerk, and they did not enjoy acting with him.
Some of the best actors out there are jackwads, but they're so professional, and they do well. Maybe that's how they do it, you know?
Maybe.
I mean, you know what? Not everybody is like Chevy Chase or Steve Martin fun to work with, because a lot of that stuff is not comedy shows, so they don't have a sense of humor. They're very professional.
I've actually read that Chevy Chase was very sexually harassing to women in the past.
I don't. I mean, look where he came from. He came from the 70s Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, Jane, you miserable. What was
No, that was him and that was Dan Aykroyd.
It's a
Point Counterpoint. That wasn't
call
Chevy
a miserable
Chase. That wasn't
what?
Chevy Chase. That was Point Counterpoint. Making fun of the 60 Minutes of the Point Counterpoint. It was Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin. And he goes, Jane, you ignorant slut. It was hilarious. People don't even know if they don't even have that Point Counterpoint on 60 Minutes anymore. But that was great. Jane Curtin.
Yeah, so.
And Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
And they were the Coneheads.
Oh, that's a good movie. Coneheads.
From all the millions of episodes of Saturday Night Live, that's where that came from. They were on Saturday Night Live. There was a Conehead episode.
Yeah.
France, we are from France. I love that.
Oh, what else did you say? Planned it?
Yeah, let's drink mass quantities. Remember, they were like aliens, so they could just drink like billions of gallons of booze and it wouldn't bother them.
It was like a cheesy but funny, awesome.
Well, you're talking about the movie itself, but I remember watching some of the episodes I said in life. Yeah. I was young then because I'm younger than her. I was young, and those shows didn't come on until, what time was it, 10:30 that it started? 10:30 to midnight? Wasn't it an hour and a half?
Yeah, it was.
It was live. It was only on Saturday night.
Do any of you remember Dallas? That it was like a soap opera in the evening. The show
Americans
Dallas.
Would remember. It was with what's his face? They had Patrick Duffy was the brother of other guy.
I'm only just referencing it because on Saturday Night Live they had what was the name of the asshole guy? The guy with the big Stetson and he was.
Yes. Yeah, he was the I Dream of Jeannie actor.
Yeah, whatever his name was. He was on Saturday Night Live.
Ewing was the family name on the show, right?
Yeah. He was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, he was a host?
Yeah, and they, at the end, they did a final skit. This was back when they did it live. And he was in the wheelchair, you know how they all come and they're...
Why was he in the wheelchair?
Because they did some skit
in
the wheelchair.
Okay. All right, never mind. Okay. Maybe because remember he got shot.
JR. He was, yes.
JR. Remember who shot JR? Maybe it was that's why because it was after
Thank
that.
Thank you, Ann.
Remember, that's how that season ended. Who shot JR?
Larry Hogan. Was that his? It was Larry...
Hagman. Larry Hagman. Very close. Larry Hagman. Yeah, he was claim to fame. But I love that I Dream of Jeannie show.
So, I wanted to tell you the punchline. The show was live back then. Remember in the finale, they'd all come out.
Yeah, they all down the same way.
He was front and center in the wheelchair, and it might have been back when, what was the name of Rosanna Dana? Her real name, Rita?
No, it was Gilda Radner.
Yeah.
Gilda Radner.
I think she's the one who yelled out, and you'll have to watch Dallas to find out who shot JR, okay? He's in the wheelchair, and he said, who gives a fuck? About who, and you just knew the censors were going, it was live, and they just cut away.
Because they probably all were doing cocaine and drinking.
Yeah,
they
did do
then.
A lot of that.
So he didn't give a shit.
No, he
right?
didn't.
That's what they did. That's why it was such a fun show, and they had a cast. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks. The folks that weighed in, we are sorry. It is what it is.
That's the bad news. But the good news is...
We'll be here tomorrow on Saturday.
Yeah, you have us for a few more days.
Typically on Friday through Saturday, we stretch it a little bit longer.
Yeah, we do.
I have to get up and go to work. Blah, blah, blah. Nobody gives a shit. But, you know, I got to go to work tomorrow. It is what it is, right?
It's interesting that people...
Love Talk Show.
Yeah. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening. Have a good evening.